USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We need to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. And if we can't ban assault weapons, then we should raise the age to purchase them from 18 to 21.
President Biden's comments during a primetime address from the White House Thursday night, this after nearly three dozen people were killed in mass shootings in Buffalo, Tulsa, and Uvalde, Texas. The president continues.
After Sandy Hook, after Charleston, after Orlando, after Las Vegas, after Parkland, nothing has been done.
Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm insists the Biden administration is doing its part to lower gas prices. She told News Channel 8 in Tampa the White House is sending 1 million barrels a day from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve into the markets and is calling for a tax credit for electric car buyers. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are holding hearings regarding new gun legislation.
The House Judiciary Committee is moving forward to advance legislation billed as an emergency response to recent mass shootings. Washington, D.C. lawmakers are focused on rising the purchase age of an assault weapon from 18 to 21. An attempt to crack down on large-capacity magazines. Also, ghost guns are included. It does not include an assault weapons ban. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
NATO is continuing to expand its presence despite Russian President Vladimir Putin's wishes.
President Putin wanted less NATO, and therefore he invaded Ukraine, but he is getting more NATO.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg saying after a meeting at the White House that Putin's invasion of Ukraine was in part due to his concerns about a growing NATO. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The annual Global Report on Religious Freedom is being issued by the State Department.
Respect for religious freedom isn't only one of the deepest held values and a fundamental right. It's also, from my perspective, a vital foreign policy priority.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken noting religion is the first freedom enshrined in the American Bill of Rights. Speaking at the State Department, Blinken saying restrictions on religious freedom often provoke instability and conflict. A group of 48 Republican senators sent a letter to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer stating they will vote to block any bill that doesn't include the Hyde Amendment or other pro-life protections. The Daily Caller reporting in the letter that lawmakers say any legislation that undermines the Hyde Amendment, which ensures that U.S. tax dollars are not spent on abortions, will be shot down. Lawmakers adding that the Hyde Amendment has saved close to 2.5 million preborn children over the course of 45 years. If you're looking for a job, you're in luck.
Job openings remained near record highs, according to a report released Wednesday from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. U.S. job openings decreased slightly to 11.4 million on the last business day in April. About 4.4 million Americans quit their jobs in April. New hires held at 6.6 million. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.